relative to gold, silver is cheap. And if you think gold is going to go up, silver has to go up more. And I will say absolutely across the board, the silver stocks have been massacred. Okay. The resource market in general, it has been filled with carnage. But the silver stocks in particular, everybody hates silver now, even the silver bugs.
Yeah. So that makes it interesting. And that's why, I guess that's why we're talking about it. We had a breakout, and yet it's still relatively cheap to gold. And the stocks are ridiculously cheap. Moriarty, how you doing?
I'm doing very good. Yesterday was a good day.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Didn't mean to ask you, but glad to hear that. I had you on about, it's been about, I want to say 2.5 to 3 weeks ago when we were talking at the time about the banks. Let's talk about that and work that out a little bit more. The funding ended, and just tell me, again, a 30,000 foot view. What's going on? You mentioned it's blowing up right now, and I had another guest on that it's blowing up right now. So give me your thoughts and where we're at with all of that.
Well, it's very interesting, and you could put in the date of the interview when we actually talked. It was prior to the 11th because the bank term loan facility ended on the 11th.
And it was March 8th.
Yeah, and I said, I think that's going to be a disaster. So the 30,000-foot view is that in March of last year, the banking system was on the edge of a total failure. The Fed came in and said to all the banks that were underwater, you can give us your used toilet paper, and we'll pretend it's not used toilet paper, and we'll give you T-bills and T-notes, and someday we'll end that program, and that'll give you time to get your books back in shape. Well, actually, the last year has not been good for the banks. The commercial real estate market is an utter disaster, and the markdowns on commercial real estate buildings selling have been up to 90%. So the banks were in bad shape a year ago on the verge of collapse. The Fed bailed them out, and now the Fed has said, okay, we're going to give you back your used toilet paper. I can't see how it could be anything other than a ticking time bomb. The banks are going to start reporting earnings in the next 2 weeks, and it could be catastrophic. It's going to be catastrophic at some point, and the only question is when. The banks are underwater, and someday we're going to have to admit it.
Exactly. I'm going through this dance that the Fed is playing, that they have to play, about they'll become out quite dovish. And then Powell, I believe it was just yesterday, and this is for all those listening and watching, this is the 4th of April, pardon me. It was yesterday or the day before, I'm trying to remember, where he talked about, hey, we still got to be vigilant with inflation. And it was almost like he was trying to talk back the dovishness. But I'm assuming that's where the dovishness is coming back from, is Powell protecting his buddies in the private banking sector. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, here's my question. When you're talking out of both sides of your mouth, how do you do it without your tongue getting in the way? Yeah. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's trying to play up the, well, we're going to lower crime, when in fact it's not going to happen. Okay, we have inflation. Inflation is going to go higher. Interest rates are going to go higher. Bonds are going higher right now, and not the interest rate of bonds is going higher right now. So I personally question the ability of the Fed to lower interest rates. I don't think it's going to happen. Now, the market is totally delusional. I mean, whoever is supplying coke to Zelensky has been supplying a lot of it to Washington and to Wall Street. And the stock market in the United States, totally delusional. And bad things are going to happen. They're going to happen this year. It's just a question of whether it's going to happen this week or this month.
No, I would agree. And that really goes into metals. Precious metals have been doing quite well. Silver's really recently, in the past couple of weeks or few weeks, has really been starting to spike up, and it looks really, really strong. And then in the last 4 weeks, stocks, the metal stocks, precious metal stocks, are starting to catch a good bid. Who is buying here?
The English education system talks about the difference between the question and the answer. Which is more important?
The question.
Why?
I'd tell you that because I just think that's the thing to say. But I do believe that questions are more important than answers, because it makes your mind ask more questions, if you would, and open to other possibilities.
Nope.
Do you tell me then?
Okay. If you ask the wrong question, what do you get?
You get a bad answer. The wrong answer.
Thank you very much. That's why the question is more important than the answer. So we've got this really interesting situation where somebody's just buying the crap out of gold and silver. So the question, I think a really good question would be, if the United States is effectively at war with you, why would you want to own their debt?
Yes.
And China and Russia are saying, we don't want to own their debt. But then you've got the problem, what do you do with the money? Now, I am a big fan of sentiment. Everybody that follows me, everybody that's read my books, they're on Amazon, by the way. You can buy them, and you can buy them for 99 cents. If you can't afford that, you shouldn't be investing.
I'll back to them in shirts.
Yeah, exactly. But somebody is buying regardless of all the tacticals, regardless of supply and demand. And I think that what they're really doing is they're shifting from U.S. dollar notes into gold. And gold is going up much higher, much faster than it would typically. I don't know if I remember a time that gold has gone up 7 days in a row, but as of yesterday, it had gone up 7 days in a row. At this point, I would really like to see a correction. And we've got a correction going today, but it's only down like $8. Now, if it was down $50 today, I would say, okay, we've had a top. But everything that I'm seeing says this is just the start of a massive rally. Now, let's go back to silver. Okay, the question should be, in what investment do you get the goofiest investors?
Silver.
That would be silver. I love silver. I own a lot of silver, but
me too.
Silver bugs are nuttier than a shit house rat. Okay, they're just absolutely crazy. Back in early 2011, somebody who had written a big piece about silver sent me the piece, and I read the piece and thought, okay, well, that's kind of interesting. And he got in touch with me and said, look, that piece has been all over the web. Over 500,000 people have read it. It is the best piece anybody has ever written about silver. I said, well, that's nice. But I said, tell you what, if you would write a piece about how dangerous it is to own silver when it tops, I would print that. Now, here's what's crazy. Anybody that's followed gold, silver, the S&P, Dow, corn, wheat, lumber, anything, nothing goes down faster than silver. When silver tops, it falls right off a cliff. And of course, silver bugs get caught every single time. There are guys who are considered gurus who are saying in 2000 that if the United States ever got into another war, silver being the most critical war metal would go to $50 to $100 an ounce all by itself. Nothing else would go up, just silver. So let's see. We had Iraq, we had Syria, we had Afghanistan, we've got Gaza, we've got
Russia.
I mean, silver should be like $500 an ounce right now.
Right.
But, and I do own the silver. I mean, I will cater. I buy things because they're cheap. And if you look at the gold silver ratio, it's about around 90 to 1 relative to gold. Silver's cheap. That's why I buy silver.
Right.
Silver gets to 20 or 30 to 1 on gold. I'll be selling silver and buying gold. But silver literally exploded yesterday. It was up over $1 an ounce. It crossed $27, and it's a breakout. And after a short correction, I think silver is going to go much higher.
Got it. Well, you wrote a piece. It might have been today that I found interesting. It was today or yesterday. I read it this morning, where you talked about, I want to say it was the DSI indicator. And it's basically,
right.
I'd like to you to talk about that. And it's basically, because I think that's a great indicator, because it shows anxiety and angst, if you would, in the market, which is really good if you're an investor, meaning you want to be on the opposite side of that. So if there's like a wall of worry, but you can talk about the indicator in your thoughts.